Sterling opened their 2013 season with a bang at home against Haddon Township as junior Richard Carter took the opening kickoff 90 yards to send the home crowd into a frenzy.
Dylan Hunt kicks it off and the season is underway. And taking it at the 20-yard line, breaking a tackle, is Richard Carter. Spins around the 45, he's got daylight. Pass the 40, down the 30, he's going to take it all the way. The opening season is all. Richard Carter takes it all the way for the touchdown.
When we said they lost players at the skill position, Rich Carter is one of the younger guys, only a junior, who has experience. They're counting on him to come up big, and boy, he sure did in a big way. Take him one and a half on the first play of the game.
The Knights got on the board again just over 4 minutes later as junior Devin Tucker breaks off an 80-yard touchdown run on his only carry of the night.
Gano under center, split backs, and he's going to toss it to his left and toss it over to Devon Tucker, who's got the corner and he's got some room. Devon Tucker across midfield. He's got one man to beat and a block in front of him. Devon Tucker is going to take this 80 yards for the touchdown. A pair of 80-yard touchdowns by the Knights, and Sterling leads 13-0.
The big question this year was, what's going to happen with the players in the skill position? How's Sterling going to get any big plays? But I'll tell you what, Rob, early on in this game, in the first few minutes, they really answered that in a big way. And Devon Tucker, boy, I'll tell you what, Coach Wiley couldn't say enough good things about this kid. Great team player, fastest kid on the team. You saw that great cutback ability right there. And he looks to play a prominent role this year.
On the final play of an outstanding quarter for Sterling, senior Zaire Gibson punches in the Knights' third touchdown on the quarter from 7 yards out to increase their lead to 20-0.
And as we are back to live action, Zaire Gibson, that was quick. Zaire Gibson brings it in for the touchdown.
Yeah, that's just a great job going off to the right side. Gibson had a lot of room there. Yeah, and that's what you talk about when you talk about that big offensive line. Rob, what's going to happen there on the wing tee is they're going to down block. They down block, collapsed everything down. You had your tackle, guard, double team, cut off the flow of the linebacker. He wasn't able to get out there. Nice run by Gibson, but an even better job up front by the offensive line.
Richard Carter strikes again, this time on offense, as he scores from 10 yards out to put Sterling up 26-0 with 3 minutes, 51 seconds left in the half.
Gibson and Carter in the backfield again. McDaniel under center. It's going to be Richard Carter dancing across the 10 and into the end zone. Is he in? He is. Richard Carter in for the 10-yard score. Sterling now up comfortably 26-0 on the 10-yard touchdown run. His second of the night, this time on offense.
Well, when you're running back and you don't get hit or you don't have a sniff of anybody till you're 5-6 yards into the defensive backfield, it definitely makes life easier. And again, it just goes back to the job you're seeing up front by the offensive linemen. I mean, guys like Matt Dockery, Magnus Connor, Joe Wood, guys are just really coming up with a dominating effort in the trenches.
Just over 3 minutes later, Zaire Gibson scores his second touchdown of the night deep in Hawks territory with this 3-yard touchdown run, sending the Knights to the locker room with a comfortable 33-0 lead at halftime.
Over. Second down and goal from inside the 5. McDaniel under center. He's got two backs behind him in Gibson and Conley. And getting the carry in for the touchdown is Zaire Gibson. A 3-yard touchdown run by Zaire Gibson, his second of the game. And now Sterling increases their lead to 32-0.
And that's a good series of calls. You go to Marvin Jones prior to that, you know that's going to give you that extra, either give you the touchdown or give you another play. And on that last play, you run the ball because it's going to be your last play regardless. You don't have a chance to stop the clock either way. They go with what's worked for them off to that right side and are able to get another score.
A rare punt situation for Sterling deep in their own territory almost spelled disaster. But Richard Carter runs the Knights out of trouble on special teams.
Richard Carter back to punt, standing in his own end zone. It's a high snap. He's going to have to run it out of his own end zone. And he's got plenty of room down that far sideline. He's across the 20 with the first down. 30, 40, going across midfield. He's got two men to beat. Is his speed going to be enough? He's across the 35, makes a move. Haddon Township tracking him down. They finally do inside the 25. He is out of gas, but he picks up the first down on what would have been a near disaster, could have been a safety or even a defensive touchdown for the Hawks. But great job there by Richard Carter.
Well, that's the advantage of having athleticism at the punting position. You had it last year with Marcus Taylor. You've got it right here with Richard Carter. A bad snap, goes up, gets the ball, and makes a big play out of something that could have been a safety going the other way or possibly a touchdown for Haddon Township. Obviously, the game's out of hand right now. But at the same time, you feel good in a close game in a tight spot that Richard Carter has the ability to make a play like that on something out of nothing.
Junior Golden Stewart capped off the scoring for the Knights midway through the fourth quarter with this impressive 69-yard touchdown run.
Good experience here at Sterling as we're back to live action, getting off a huge run. That is Golden Stewart. He's going to take it all the way for a touchdown. 69 yards goes Golden Stewart for the touchdown, and Sterling leads now 39-0.
Yeah, you see Golden Stewart, he's another kid who we heard from a little bit last year, getting into the offense, now coming up in a big way, showing that speed, just breaking it up field for six, and the kid's really got to feel good about himself.
The Hawks finally break the shutout with 5 minutes, 35 seconds remaining in the game as Rothamel scores for the Hawks from 3 yards out.
Strummer under center. He's going to hand it off, and getting into the end zone for the touchdown is Drew Rothamel. And Haddon Township breaks the shutout, and it's 40-6. Sterling, a 3-yard touchdown run by Rothamel.
Yeah, just a nice run hitting the hole. I'm impressed the way Stromo managed and ran that offense right there. He had a couple nice fakes, and a big play on this half of the field was that read option.
The Knights defeat Haddon Township in decisive fashion, 40-6, improving the 1-0 on the season, and will travel to Haddon Heights on Saturday afternoon at 1 p.m. to face the Garnets, who they have not beaten since 2006.